The next exercise is all about implications. In this, I want you to begin to pay attention to, in particular, the media and advertisement, because they are the masters of implying certain things. For example, a car advert will show sensual women draped across a car to imply the sense of masculinity, maybe even of virility, which having that car will give you. Another one will try to emphasize or imply the idea of safety. Another one, happiness. So what I want you to do is begin to analyze the adverts and the media you see around you to find out what are the implications, the unwritten implications or the unstated claims they're making, which are really the scenario in which the actual advert or product is being placed. Now, a couple of clues to make this easier. Number one, music sets an emotional tone, an emotional mood, and it will be a dead giveaway as to many of the things they're trying to imply. Another thing will be the peripherals, the things that the car or whatever the subject of the advertisement is about travels through. Another one will be the archetypes. In other words, certain things have embedded within them a kind of message that everyone understands. For example, small children is all about being protected. A sensuous woman is all about sex. These are all, if you like, archetypical, typical implications that I want to be aware of. Once you have done this, we're going to take the next step, which is inside your minds. I want you to create the perfect world in which everything that you want is happening the same way that you want it. So, for example, let's say you're a salesperson. Then you can be in the kind of world where your clients love your company and want to buy your products, and in fact, maybe even ring you up to ask for more. If you're a business leader, you're going to have a kind of world where people are listening to you, where your employees are enthused and motivated, where the bottom line of your company is exceeding expectations constantly. So you get the idea of the kind of world that you want to create for yourself. Now, once you've created this world, I want you to pick out the very same kind of archetypes that would exist for a person who is in that position in that kind of world. And I want you to begin to drop these archetypes into your conversations. So, for example, a business leader who's often admired or who keeps getting phone calls from people may make some hints along the lines of, you know, finally being able to turn the phone off, and implying thereby that people are trying to get a hold of him all the time. Someone who's a good salesperson may well talk to their clients about having to refuse a previous client a certain product because it just wasn't right for them. The implication is clear about his business ethics, as well as the fact that other clients just want to buy everything that he has. So I'm going to leave it to you to create the kind of scenario, the kind of world in which you want to be living, where you have all the things happening to you that you want to have happen to you. And then pull out of those things that you can imply in your interactions. Remember, do not say them out loud, imply them. If you want people to know about your Porsche 911, don't tell them, look at my Porsche 911, or fling your keys around. That kind of stuff is obvious. But you could maybe talk about how it was embarrassing for you because you were on a long trip and you tried to pick up a hitchhiker, but there ended up being two of them and you couldn't fit them in your car because you only have one seat. So you had to, like, basically tell them around and say, I'm sorry, I can't give you a lift anymore. Notice how that creates curiosity in people's minds. It implies, a two-seater implies the fact that you have a sports car. So never say it outright. Just put those archetypes, those implications, as figures in the periphery, in the same way as you've seen the advertisements do it. And the emotional tone will come out of your own language and your own enthusiasm.